The governess trains. By Penelope Panzi. The governess trains, where it started. Chapter 1, Preparation. Elaine Tremaine, by all accounts a formidable woman, boarded the cruise ship at Plymouth Harbour, her mild-mannered but likeable husband Corentin by her side. The long-planned 12-week luxury Caribbean and South American cruise could now be enjoyed to the full, safe in the knowledge that she had at last found and employed a suitable governess to look after the adult baby boy slave she had purchased at an exclusive auction in London 4 months ago. The baby slave had settled well into life at Elowen's Cornish country manor, where for a long number of years she had run a very strict small private girls' finishing school, with extraordinarily high standards, along with a reputation for being strong on discipline. To Elowen's immense pride, most of the alumni had gone on to achieve remarkable success in life, holding very fond memories of the school which all the girls felt had indelibly shaped their lives for the better, notwithstanding that Mrs. Tremaine made extensive use of the cane, with entire class canings being her favourite punishment. No girl ever escaped Mrs. Tremaine's school without at least one caning a week. Never having had time for children of her own, and having spent years with older teenagers since her early retirement, Elowen had felt a desire for a younger child, so after much research, decided to adopt an adult baby. It took her 2 full years to find the right baby for her, an adult who liked nappies, had a fetish for baby life, and fantasized about life as a full-time baby. While her preference was most definitely for a girl, it appears as if the fetish was mainly a male characteristic, so she eventually settled on a middle-aged Irish man who had a strong infantilism fetish, and who through rather questionable and nefarious internet activities ended up being a catalogue item in the London slave auction. As she had anticipated, life as a full-time adult baby for baby Kevin was not nearly as pleasant as his fantasy world, but with perseverance, coaxing, rewards for good behaviour and punishments for naughtiness, baby Kevin had settled down to an acceptable baby routine, though there were still plenty of exceptions where his adulthood was allowed to return, probably too many exceptions if she was honest with herself. Now, however, Elowen felt the time was right to push the regression and humiliation of baby Kevin to the extreme, and she did mean extreme. Finding Governess Taylor was actually quite straightforward. A quick trawl of the web searching for adult baby mummies with a penchant for discipline and extreme humiliation yielded one standout result, Miss Taylor. The big issue was to persuade her to move to Cornwall for 3 months, but a generous contract with lavish bonuses depending on success was sufficient to persuade Miss Taylor to leave her beloved Yorkshire for the short period. The simple contract was signed. I, Elowen Tremaine, do hereby engage Miss Taylor for a period of 3 months and 3 days, starting on the 5th of September 2019, to act as governess to my adult baby slave, Kevin. I, Elowen Tremaine, hereby confirm that I am the legal owner of Kevin and can do with Kevin as I please, who has no rights whatsoever. Elowen Tremaine and Miss Taylor hereby agree that Elowen Tremaine engages Miss Taylor to transform and thoroughly regress Kevin from an adult baby boy, with some male and adult tendencies, into a truly pathetic, total effeminate, ridiculously prissy prim proper 2-year-old sissy baby with extremely strict Victorian etiquette. It is furthermore agreed that the sissy baby be schooled in the art of oral sex, slave not only to women,